This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday. Who's on the line today?
Hey, guys. My name is Tim. Actually, I really need help today.
Well, you definitely called the right morning show.
Or the only morning show that will air out people's dirty laundry.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Yeah, so pretty much, you know, my fiance and I, you know, we're doing great, right? We're living together, you know, we're talking about our future, us having kids, all that, right? So there's this small thing, and I'm feeling weird about it.
Let me guess, your fiance loves feet.
No, she makes way more money than me, which is fine. And, you know, I feel okay about it, but, you know, like, she doesn't really need me as a man, and I just don't know what I can bring to the table, if I make any sense.
Well, but she met you like the way you are, and she knows your job, so it hasn't stopped her yet, right? Or did something change?
No, nothing changed. It's just been with her job. You know, she travels a lot, and I just feel like, what if she meets somebody that has the same career or makes, you know, the same amount of money? Like, what if she just, like, leaves me?
Okay, I see. So you feel like as a man, because you don't financially provide for her, that if she finds someone who can match her nasty and her money, she'll replace you with somebody who's like equal or better than you. I get it.
Exactly. Correct. Like everything else I bring to the table is top notch. You know, I'm a good man. I have my right faith, and I can't wait to have kids with her. You know, I mean, I do have a job and I cherish her. Just something just makes me feel, you know, what if she's into somebody else?
But do you feel like there's somebody else, you feel like when she goes out of town that you have to worry about? Like, is there a guy that she introduced you to that kind of made you feel this way? There's got to be something.
Well, I do know she's always, like, goes out of town, and she's, you know, said that sometimes she makes, like, the room with another staff members, which I thought was weird, because it's like, if you make this kind of money, you should be able to get your own room. So she has told me in the past, like, oh, I don't get alarmed, you know? Like if you know you called me, or you know where I FaceTime you, and it's somebody you know in the room, we're working on a presentation, she says. So working on slides, like, don't be alarmed kind of thing.
All right, Tim. So what do you want us to do? Do you want us to call her and just be like, hey, you know, is there another guy? Or do you want us to call straight up and be like, hey, you know, is it lack of income affect what he brings to the table? Like, exactly what do you want us to get to do and find out? Like, what do you want us to do?
Right, yeah. So she's going out of town this weekend for a work trip, and she actually leaves this Friday, and she comes back on Monday. So, I mean, I was thinking, like, you know, I can never ask her, like, who are you going out with, or, like, you know, are you staying by yourself? But I was wondering, like, maybe if you guys, you know, called her and, you know, I don't know, like, you were the hotel maybe, right? The concierge, and you were, like, getting accommodations, and, I mean, I don't know, and see if there's, like, if she's staying by herself, or if, you know, she's just going to stay with anybody else. I mean, I'm kind of, like, all over the place right now. I'm babbling at this point. So I'm just, like, a little nervous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just want to really make sure, you know, everything is going to go great.
Okay. Well, Tim, we can definitely do that. That's not a problem.
Yeah, Tim, I really think you're overthinking all this, though.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so, right?
Okay. So what's her name?
Shelly.
Okay. All right. We'll call her next.
Hello?
Hi, Shelly. This is the out calling about your trip this weekend. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks. I'm excited to finally come to Chicago.
Yeah, it's a perfect time to come to Chicago. It's not too cold, not too warm. We're just getting your accommodations ready for the weekend. We're completely booked out on your reservations. You didn't have anything mentioned of extra things you need because you're a rewards member, but we would like to offer an extension of our gratitude for any extra items you need, or is there something special you want for the room?
Yeah, it's really nice. I don't think I've ever gotten like a pre-call like this before. I think I'm okay. I have a king size bed, right, reserved, and a no smoking room.
No problem.
I think we're good.
Okay. And are you coming here for business or leisure?
It's both, actually. It's a work trip, and they're paying for it, but I'm also gonna have like a mini vacation on there. So.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. You gotta love those work trips where they pay for you to get. You know, to get here, but then you have some time to enjoy the city. Is there anybody's name that you would like me to add to the check in case someone gets here before you from your work or your family?
No, that's okay. I'll be checking in. My guest is going to be with me, so we don't need like an extra key or anything. They don't work for the company. They're just like coming with me. My work.
Okay, so, great. Well, my name is Natalia, and so when you get here and check in, if you have any issues, you can always ask for me. I usually work on the weekends, but you and your husband or boyfriend have a great time.
Okay. Yeah, no. Thanks, Natalia. You know, I don't have a husband. And actually, my fiance is awesome, but he's not coming with me. It's going to be my friend Dana. She's like my really good friend. So.
Oh, well, I don't know if he's into sports, but the Chicago Bears, they do play a home game on Sunday, so you guys should check out the football game.
Oh, no, she's not into, like, football or anything. We're kind of like a girly girl, so we're not going to go to the football game or anything. But thank you so much for the offer, and I'm looking forward to being in Chicago.
Okay, great.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.